This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, December 8th. A little chilly here in Venice for the last morning. Upcoming guests are venting online about the nickel and diming going on Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas. Now, the latest rant from folks online is about the Crown's Edge, a ropes course attraction on the Icon of the Seas, now priced at $89.99 per guest. For reference, when Icon's press release came out, Royal said this attraction would be complimentary, but then they later retracted that, saying they needed to charge for crowd control. Lasting 90 seconds, the Skywalk / Thrill Ride is located on the ship's Crown and Anchor logo. The experience includes a suspenseful walk on a rope course, ending in a dramatic drop, leaving passengers dangling 150 feet above the ocean. Icon will debut in January from South Florida. And Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador John Heald has hinted that they are going to reintroduce a replica of Michelangelo's famous Statue of David aboard the new ship Carnival Firenze. The statue, once a centerpiece in the steakhouse of Carnival Pride, was removed following the ship's steakhouse being rebranded to a Fahrenheit 555 this past May. The decision to feature the Statue of David is fitting, giving the ship's name Firenze, which is Italian for Florence, where David is originally housed. I'm sure we can all sleep a lot better tonight knowing that story. And a warning if you're taking a vacation in the Bahamas. A 44-year-old Boston woman died following a shark attack while paddleboarding off the coast of Nassau. Now, a Royal Bahamas Police Force spokesperson said that the woman suffered severe injuries to her right side, including her hip and upper limb. Despite a lifeguard's rescue efforts and administering CPR, she was declared dead after showing no vital signs. The International Shark Attack File recorded 57 attacks worldwide, with 41 of them coming from North America, 9 coming from Australia. So be safe out there. And the photo of the week this week comes from Nicholas, Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas at South Point Park in Miami. Thank you for sending this in, man. Looks good. You can send yours in to doug@cruiseradio.net. All photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 2.6%, 17.93%. Royal Caribbean up 1.1%, 119.49%. And Norwegian up 3%, 18.77%. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here from Venice, Italy, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.